Welcome back to Set to Destroy. I'm Stephen Taylor, as always, joined by my wonderful co-host, Ryan Tricky. We're joined by our wonderful friend, a hilarious comedian. It's Anime Smith. So I want to get into these videos, just the one today. We've got Laugh KC. Notoriously, they did not mic the crowd very well. So also the crowd is hard to hear, not just because they're not laughing, but you can't even hear them yelling.
You can be crushing in a room, but if you only have the audio of the comedian's voice in their own microphone, you're relying on that to pick up the laughter,
and it's not.
And it just doesn't work. Like, you have to, like, if somebody sounds like they're doing mediocre in those circumstances, they're crushing. Because that's how, and they just didn't fucking mic the crowd at all, which was such a weird, dumb decision. They had like a crane, like they had like a lot of crazy shit.
They had
but
a
not
lot.
Seemingly that part.
Yeah.
And not to ruin this, but I was there that night, and I will also say no one was laughing by that. Like, no one was laughing in the set. And I'm not even saying this, like,
she's like,
I've been on a show where they didn't mic the crowd, and I was like, why the fuck? I killed that night. Why didn't they mic the crowd? That was not this show. This show, they were not laughing.
This was just bad.
So they didn't like it.
They could sense how much
Anime
it was being
like,
phoned
they
in.
They mic'd the crowd. I don't know why.
So how long had you been doing comedy at this point? This was, you've got 2,500 views.
That's a lot. That
they're
feels
all
like
me.
A lot.
This is 6 years ago.
There's a comment on here where they're just like... I think there's a comment at one point that's like, she's good, but she says like too much. I think that, I wish she didn't say like so much.
Tad Mason.
Can you like that comment? Passive. You should comment something shitty on your dog video.
Actually, this rules.
wish she didn't say what?
What, Cole?
Steven just commented on the YouTube video of the guy who commented on Anna's thing. I wish he didn't say woof so much.
Yeah, don't post your dumb dog if he doesn't want to get roasted.
Say like so much. That's so funny.
Oh fuck!
look at the videos that he loves you and he loves Upchurch the comedian. And
dude, this is a 4-year-old video. That dog is dead now. Wow.
All right, so this is 6 years ago. You've been doing comedy at that time for like a few years?
I don't know.
Who knows? Some
who cares?
Some big amount of time.
I want to. What was 6 years ago?
2018, 2017.
I started in 2010, but so on and off. Like, I've taken like a year long break. I have no idea how long I've been doing it, but I can tell you I've had no growth.
You've been doing.
Literally, no. This at set this that point, we're about to watch is my current set. And at this time, 6 years ago, it was 4 years old. I don't grow. So it's, yeah.
If you talk about succulents 6 years ago, you're going to be a soothsayer. All right, let's see.
Please help me welcome Anime Smith.
Yeah, I'm already laughing.
All normal.
She did this run walk on stage where she was jogging with her legs, but her arms were at her side.
Yeah, just giant hands flapping about in the wind.
It looks like a person has never run before in their life. And it's,
because it was.
It looks like you got pushed out with a gun behind your back. look at that.
Her vibe is always like, there's a gun off screen.
All right. Oh my gosh, look how pretty you guys are. You're all so beautiful. I'm so excited to be here. There's like,
can you imagine living somewhere with me and this is the sound you hear all day long? This sound?
It's just, yeah. I wish only the crowd were mic'd instead of the other way around. I'd rather just hear people breathing and coughing for 20 minutes.
What's the, like, you've got a face for radio phrase for people with just like an intolerable
You have a voice,
voice
for silent movies.
Yeah.
You have a voice for shut the fuck up.
You've got a voice for auctioneering. Get through it.
Except I kind of wish my parents could be here to see it.
Yeah, this joke told it last night.
They're just in Nebraska because that's where they live. They weren't kidnapped. They're in Nebraska. And I'm from Nebraska, and I'm like super like...
Except...
I was on this Laugh KC.
Were you?
Yeah, because this was the first time I saw you fake wax your asshole. I think, do you sit, do you stand on the stool?
Oh, yeah. I pushed one of those boxes out.
Yeah, I sat off stage watching you do it going, wow, what an artist.
And guess what? Still talking about that wax asshole to this day.
My parents' daughter, like exactly. Like you'd be able to tell who they were if they were in the room because I've got like my mom's like exact like blue eyes and bone structure, you know, and I've got my dad's like exact boobs. And so you'd be able to tell. You could spot
that lady
out.
Liked it.
No, I am from Nebraska though.
Yeah.
That lady was like, yeah, little tits.
I liked her. I just wish her tits were bigger.
I don't know whatever the hell it is you were doing up there.
I don't know what the hell those tits are doing, but I like
them. Hey, they're weird, and I like them. You know?
If you think that isn't essentially what those guys are saying when they come out and say that.
Ma'am, I got to be honest. You have about the most absolutely confusing set of titties I've ever seen in my entire life.
They're like a riddle I just can't solve.
Are your nipples coming or are they going?
Originally, I ended up here because I went to school at KU.
God, my hair was so thick then.
Well,
it's fallen out so much.
Reminiscing.
Just from panic. I have so many more skin diseases that I... Wow. This face that you're paused on is how Ryan Trigge's been looking at me all day.
Just like he's about to make you write an essay.
What are you even talking about here? I already forgot.
Who cares?
No, I am from Nebraska, though. Originally, I ended up here because I went to school at KU. That's something that I... Well, don't applaud for yourselves. That's tacky. Just kidding. Yeah, KU, that's fun. I went to school at KU, and I didn't go for, like, sports.
From the bottom of my heart, I don't know if this... That and this is how I sound, or if it's a defense mechanism. I have no idea how I really sound. How I sound like a baby in a corner. I don't know. At this point, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm from KU, and I went to school
there.
I'm
from KU, and I don't know.
I don't think that you're doing a character. I think that this is just like you're always on a defense kind of.
I think that's I wouldn't call it a character, but I would call it, I would call it a shield. That's what I would call it.
Yeah, you're the Dikembe Mutombo of psychology. You're just defending against everything at all times.
And like that face you were making earlier was you reprimanding the crowd for clapping with something that they had in common with you.
And then immediately backtracking.
Like, yeah, just one hand pushing and the other pulling.
No, stop. I'm sorry. Keep going.
Yeah.
Like, not that you guys are like, she's an athlete. You guys are like, she looks like she smells like cat pee. And you're right. But I went there.
It sucks when the only laugh.
I told that
like
joke.
All he said.
Sucks. Have a good day.
I told that joke last night, too.
It sucks when the only joke you can hear or when the only laugh you can hear is the one going. There's no other unified laughter. It's just, it's for one person. It's that same lady with the small tits who smells like cat pee. She's like, oh yeah.
She was just like, I'm getting it. I'm
nothing's better than getting everyone to laugh, but nothing's worse than one person laughing.
For theater, I majored in theater at KU, and I had a professor there. That's actually how I got started in stand-up and stuff.
Is this your same bio from before?
Yeah, I'm just reading my bio.
I had a professor who told me that stand-up would be like a good way to conquer stage fright, you know, and prepare for the future, for after I get my degree and I have a career in stripping, because what else are you going to do with
they
a
rejected
degree?
Me.
How am I going to pay?
What?
Did they really?
Never mind. Don't worry about it.
Can you imagine her trying to be like, Ooh, hey.
Here's my boobs. I'm sorry.
You should get the words. You should get the words tattooed on your boobs. I'm sorry.
Do you understand that lap dance? Here's how it sounds. First of all, it sounds like oof. Ow, a bunch. And then it sounds like, do I have consent to do this to you? That's what it sounds like every 2 seconds in that lap, that lap dance is asking the customer for consent and then saying, you know what, you keep the money.
Well, that's why it was the funniest thing is Anna May and I were on the same body language show. And the song you chose was so perfect for you. It was the lying naked on the floor. Have a little light.
For people who don't know what that sound means, it's Torn by Natalie Imbruglia.
Yeah. And then you like awkwardly like just uncomfortably.
And every time I took my clothes off, I would pretend to cry. Like I would take it off slowly and like cover parts.
It was so wrong. It was the most fucked up thing I've ever seen. And not just because she was taking her clothes off, period. But they would give you money to stop if you were a stripper. They would give you money to put your clothes back on.
Oh, I have, I don't know what I'm allowed to say or not. I do hold like an accomplishment of I was once paid not to do sex work in a situation where I was like, I'll do a little sex work. And then and then they said, you know what? Never mind. But here's money for your time. And that happened.
Oh, that rules.
That's amazing.
That really did happen.
Yeah, which tit do you want to grab? My or bad?
No. Oh, man. It's like the opposite of OnlyFans.
Yeah. Which in itself, like if I could make a business out of that, mm-hmm. that'd be great. Just getting paid to not
threatening
fuck people
with
that
your should body.
Be, you know what we should do for our Patreon members? Not strip. No, if you watch the free YouTube version, we get naked. If you want to see anime fully clothed, you better give us $5 a month.
Yeah, otherwise.
We don't have a Patreon. Please don't go looking for it.
I have to take my clothes off. No.
You going to spit take on I have to take my clothes off? I can't tell if
just
he wants to say something
desk,
or swatch.
For fuck's sake, just put the liquid on the desk just if you're going to have this. Just fucking spit it out, man.
Just let me hold one of the plates for you. Oh, I hope we ruin that fucking shirt. Oh, for those of you that can't see, Ryan has left the room because he's
The room because he spit up all over himself.
Oh, God, because he's covered in Powerade.
Is that what's in there? It's not water? No, I saw it. It ruled. You're like dry, you're wet heaving a little bit right now. It like got way up into your ear.
You're wet heaving? That sounds like anime's perfume.
Just like it hurt. Like it burns.
Is it a sports drink? It's not water?
Just water.
Just put it on the table.
Like when it goes all, yeah. Like it's not supposed to do that.
God, that's funny. Just set it down. Just drop it.
You were struggling so much.
I just couldn't do it. Just the idea of you having to be like, I'm taking off my clothes, Matt. Like you having to narrate awkwardly. You like not even sexually, just you're alone getting in a bath. Like, I guess I'm taking off my clothes, Matt. Like there's no way you can't. Oh my God.
Oh. Just her looking in the mirror going, I majored in theater. Oh, shit. Just to remind y'all, every time I take
a shirt off, there's just another shirt underneath. I've never seen what's under all these shirts. Yeah. Even when the shirt looks small, there's just another shirt under it.
Is this for me?
They
were trying to get you to spit, so I just started throwing Jolly Ranchers at you, thinking it
I think that's the first ever time that I had a spit take. Yeah, that's because I'll do fake spit takes sometimes, but that was 100% real.
I've never had to tag team
somebody's spit take like that before.
It was like bullying. It was like you guys were like ganging up on me to get me to do something gross.
Yeah, there was a little, yeah.
This is graphic. You know how on porn the girl will squirt and then she like is like, there's more in there.
If you would have said I
only watch GIF porn, so no. What'd you say?
If you would have said I wanted the news, not the weather, when I spit the water.
Oh God.
Oh man. Or if you would have said it while I was trying to hold back.
If I pissed this chair everywhere on the same day that you spit this water,
we're gonna get kicked out of the studio.
Yeah, we're gonna have problems.
They're gonna show up and be like, "Why does it smell like that?" The AC wasn't on. Dude, we are a minute and 45 seconds into this clip. Well, it feels like we have. Hey, thanks for hanging out. If you're having as much fun as we are, would you do us a favor and leave us a podcast review? Any app you get your podcast on, you can leave a review, and it really helps us get in front of other people. We'd love to grow this community. We'd appreciate any review you'd give us. It takes a couple seconds, but it goes a long way. Thanks so much for hanging out.
At Set to Destroy.
Well, well, well.
Can you rewind it a few seconds?
Yeah, you want to hear it.
You fucking pervert.
All of your faces.
Sorry for the Randy men.
This next one goes out to all my Anglophiles out
there. Is that where you like angles under 18 degrees?
That's what it is. Gross. And you should tell people that you are one. That's a good idea.
That was a bit obtuse.
Oh, I think I got that backwards.
God damn it.
I'm prepared for the future, for after I get my degree and I have a career in stripping, because what else are you going to do with a theater degree? How am I going to pay that off? I have to take my clothes off. No, just I'm not a stripper, but thank you. Thank you.
I'm so sorry. I can't stop dying, but my hair is so thick. It's really, really.
Yeah, this was.
It's just thick, thick, thick hair right there.
It's feeling like this set might have given you lupus or some other autoimmune disease.
For real. I had two less skin diseases and so thick of hair at this time.
More skin diseases and fewer nutrients.
We talked about, but I think I'd be a shoo-in. I definitely have the messed up teeth, so I could do it, I think. I'd be fine. I could do that. No, I haven't. No one's ever asked, so I don't do that. But no, I actually do have a job.
This was a set where I claimed I'm better than strippers and then also discussed their dental health as though that's something that...
And again, like you said, the same set you still do.
The exact same.
Is anyone here poor? Yeah? Anyone here a poor person? Okay. Yeah. All of us are poor and we're going to die that way. But I've had a couple jobs at a time. Like I'm a tour guide sometimes, which I thought would be fun. Because you talk into a microphone to a bunch of people, right? You think I'd like that? It's fine. It's kind of like any other customer service.
You guys
job,
bored?
Right? I'm sure some of you in retail or baristas or something.
You're talking to us like you're talking to the crowd right now. You're like, right? Like they're
just in the middle of a setup. Like, are you guys, is this okay? I'm sorry.
Sometimes you bail, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In customer service, you start playing that fun game of would you rather in your head, you know, after a while, like when a customer walks in and you're like, would I rather help you or get public diarrhea and die of my own bowel failure right now? Which would I rather do? It's a genuine toss-up. Yeah. Yeah.
What?
You're doing well.
That's good because they're the same jokes I tell now, so that's it.
You know what I have a feeling? I have a feeling that a third year, fourth year, fifth year, whatever year anime is going to have kind of a rocky...
middle.
I bet 8 minutes.
Let's try it.
I bet it starts with... I think
if you get out of full screen, the topics of the bits are presented as chapters.
No, they did that for some of them. They only do... Commentators have to go in and do that, but...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Who would give enough of a fuck to do that?
Probably the actual comics themselves.
Mine has it. I never did that.
Yours has it?
My Laugh KC has that. That's why I was confused, but whatever.
Wait, hold on. I'm going to see if I can find afterwards if I can submit like what they should be and see if I can rename the bits in your... All right, I want to see what happens at like 7 minutes.
For me, it's always a problem with the olden timey texts, right? Like women aren't treated very well in those, I find, and as a human woman...
That was about the Bible, not phones. I got it.
Yes, texts, sacred texts.
Sacred texts.
Literature.
So now we're talking about feminist stuff. This is what I'm looking
every time
for.
Every time you pause on her, it's just more and more.
This is the seven stages of tricky. Yeah.
She looks like somebody just asked her if they wanted to be physically intimate.
And this is me saying yes.
Absolutely.
I'm going, this is how you do it, right?
I'm taking my clothes off now.
We're about to have an oral sensation.
Find, you know, it's hard for me to relate. I know a lot of women who find great stuff in religion, and I support that. I'm too self-involved. I need to be the star. That's the point. And ladies, typically not the star of anything, ever. And so... I found as a little kid growing up reading these texts, Catholicism especially, it's all about like whether or not you're a virgin. It seems like everything that you are as a person is placed on whether or not you're a virgin as a woman. And when I was a kid, I was like, that's everything? Like your whole worth as a person is whether or not you're a virgin? Like that like stresses me out. Like I feel like my hymen's gonna break just from all the pressure you're putting on it. That's too much.
I forgot about that joke. So I'm not forgot that I ever had jokes that had like punchlines.
That's good.
In them.
Yeah, that was good.
I didn't know that I had those. I forgot about those.
There's a comparison to that little sub that just broke.
Oh, something about the hymen and the sub?
Yeah.
Sure.
You could do it tonight on your four shows. You could practice it out on all four. You could workshop it.
On all four shows.
Wouldn't want me, but gosh, you guys ever just feel like super stupid all the time? Is that what you guys were about?
Can I just say, your hair looks so thick right here.
Yeah.
It looks
Thank
so
you,
good.
Doesn't it?
It look-
That was, I will say... This, you know what? Never mind. Keep going.
You're teasing us.
I really hate.
I can't be on
I'm
anything.
I'm still trying to not think about earlier when she was like, you know when our relationship did change? Yeah. Actually, forget it. I can't say.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
You remember when our relationship went from casual to now you have to take your shoes off before you come in?
Earlier when we were looking at this, I was saying to you, I was like, you look like the same part, like you look the exact same then as you do now, but now that you're pointing it out, you did get much worse.
I did get like a lot worse.
Yeah.
This, I think Mitch was on this show that night, and I remember specifically because Mitch was like, when did you start dressing like a Barbie? And then I chose to take offense to it for some reason. And then just like someone being like, hey, when did you start dressing like an icon of fashion in our culture? Like as though that was a...
Instead of now.
Instead of, yeah. I chose when really, what? It's not offense. It's not, I don't know. This wasn't interesting, but it's just a memory I have from that night.
Mitch does have those moments. And I have friends like this who will hit you with things that you're like, hey, wait, what? Hold on. Like,
but there's
I remember
nothing
talking,
wrong with what he said?
No. It's harmless, ultimately. But like one time I was talking about a friend of mine who like wasn't a good friend, but he was like, why are you friends with this person? And I was like, well, I just know that person would like do anything for me. And he was like, that says a lot about you, doesn't it? And he just said it like, you know, kind of him. He's not really even thinking about it. He's just like in passing. And then in my mind, I was like, fuck, that does say a lot about me. And then I started looking at my friends and I was like, they're not even that good. They just helped me out. I wouldn't have a podcast if it wasn't for Ryan. That's the only reason that I keep somebody to be mean to.
And I'm friends with you because I don't know how any of this stuff works. Like, yeah, it's, totally.
I've been here this whole time. Steven doesn't know how it works either. That's why we're still here.
Well, this thing hasn't recorded at all. It's just a ghost episode. All right, we're going to go through. We're going to get to 9 minutes and then we're going to go to the closing because I've got to see you wax that. Asshole!
Do you guys feel dumb? Has anyone ever made the masturbate thing at you? Like, not with their real... Like, when they're saying, like, you're
stupid. Yeah, that laughter you're hearing right now, that is actually how it was in the room.
Yeah. That's a mic'd up crowd.
Mm-hmm. That's some of those visuals, like, I can guarantee were from... Like, that when they had to really close up on someone like... Anything of the audience may have been from someone else's set. They were not having a nice time in this program right here.
Well, in this chunk, because you just said, have you ever been masturbated at? And it felt like a threat.
And you did start jerking off your pantomime dick at them too. So yeah, then, what are they going to cheer?
What's the setup? Thought. Is the setup like, I'm a dumb bitch. Have you ever been masturbated at?
That really, the bit is confusing. You were like, have you ever been stupid all the time? Like, have you ever been jerked off at sexually? It's like, what?
You know, watch the bit.
We're about to find out.
Fucking watch the bit that you've already seen for 10 years.
I mean this with all love. I have no idea where this is going.
You don't listen when women speak.
it's at a frequency that I can't comprehend.
Right? You know, oh,
you God, lost him. Yeah, you were like, have you ever been stupid all the time? And Steven was like, you can't.
You know what you do. And they'd like jerk off their like fake, right? You know what I'm talking about, right? You can.
This crowd is like, we haven't been able to figure out what you're talking about.
You've been explaining it for so long.
The last 8 minutes and 35 seconds.
It's just 3 minutes of her being like, no, you get it, right? Do you get it?
Do you get it yet? Do you get it yet?
I'm so close to getting it.
I'm not going to tell.
I don't jerk off a lot of anyway. But so my friend, I have a friend of mine, my friend Katie Holmbeck. I don't know. I'm not
going
to say
that is her real name. This is a person and that's her real name. And that's just a person.
Shout out, Katie.
And she did not say this to me, but she's just a person whose name I know.
I don't know what I was saying. I was probably like, my mom's in the hospital. And she was like, ugh. I don't know what I was saying.
That's funny.
She did that to me and I was like, Katie.
And that's what I would have done on your show tonight if I... Oh. Well, that went over well.
Ryan just stands up, turns around, pisses in the chair,
I'm
leaves.
I'm sweating so much. I wish I were dead. Let's keep going.
Like, you're a girl. Like, be more of a lady about it, dude. You know? Like, come on. And she was like, I was like, do the girl version of that because you're a girl. And she was like, Anna, don't be gross. I was like, well, okay, Katie, you just jerked off your dick and then threw it in my face. So who's the gross one? I didn't do that, right? That was not my fault. But I can get how the girl version wouldn't work, right? I understand that it probably wouldn't work that well. I can see, like, this, people know what you're doing, right? You're disrespecting.
This has been going on for like 90 seconds, right? You know, if not more at this point.
I don't think this is like a you being bad at comedy, like over explaining the premise thing. I think that just when it comes to sex stuff and you also don't really.
And this isn't even this is like someone mocking a sex related.
It's anything related to sexuality with you requires an introductory paragraph and a thesis statement. And therefore, I present to you
like,
the confusing
you know?
Female masturbation technique.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But with the girl version, I'd be afraid that it would just look like air guitar. Right?
Oh, I like how they got a wide shot for that.
Yeah. No one would get it. What if I were at a party? Think about it. If guitar at a party.
Think about it. Imagine somebody invites me.
Also, that air guitar.
Imagine me being invited to a party of other humans.
Not to split hairs, but that air guitar looked a lot like a banjo. And so just my
I thought that air guitar looked a lot like you were about to come.
I'm just saying my personal clit rubbing approach is a lot like a banjo.
Yeah.
A lot like
it's a lot of picking. Yeah, yeah. It's a lot of strumming.
It's a lot of picking. Y'all know when you just pick your clit.
Yeah, dude, you're a real Steve Martin up here.
It's so gross, like picking at it like it's your nose.
You know when you just pick your clit in public because no one's looking?
Yeah.
And then you just throw the stuff
off to
the side.
I swear to God, there's something in there. There, I promise.
Oh, fuck.
You got on those little bugle finger picks. You got on those little triangle ones.
Oh, oof. I'm getting like some kind of weird stigmata. Like it just like hurts.
Stigmata? Is it like a portmanteau?
Some like tall, handsome, bespectacled man walks up to me. And I'm sitting there, and I'm just a little wallflower. And I'm like, oh, that's something. And then he comes up, and he says, hey, you like parties? And then I go, ugh. And then he goes, oh, you're in the band? I better leave you alone to prepare. He leaves, never see him again. Just show him your dick, ladies. Just show him your dick. Oh, boy.
Pretty progressive. I love that they're doing a close. Oh my God, that's such a funny edit.
Yeah, I'd like to get that.
Rewatch again, that edit, because all it is you start to fade away because you're like, just show them your dick. Like, you're doing well. You're like, the plane's flying in smooth, the landing gear's down, there's no wind, it's a sunny day, and you're just like, pull out my dick? I don't know.
It's the equivalent of that moment of like a gymnast, like doing the flip and landing, and then going like,
They are with you, and then you bail on them, and then they slow pan into you like an office scene,
zooming in on a fadeaway.
Just show him your dick, oh boy. I will say that we've got a political climate that's a lot of fun, and we're all having so much fun right now.
Which one was it?
2017.
Oh, got it.
Explicitly, but I will say that it has given me some goals, the current everything that's happening to us right now. Not with us, to us.
Keep making good points.
And it's given me a goal. One of them is to like be more confident in like what I have to say.
Oh my gosh.
The next one is to lose more hair.
No, I was just getting ready to say that statement aged worse than your hair.
I'm going to piss this chair. You can't do this to someone with a UTI. All right, let's go. I'm going to piss bright orange everywhere. Let's go.
Guys, thank you so much for listening. If you liked this, please give us a follow on @SetToDestroyPodcast on Instagram or Facebook or wherever you prefer to get your social media. We'll be posting clips from previous episodes, giving you a sneak peek at upcoming episodes, and I think it'll be really great. So be sure to check us out at @SetToDestroyPodcast.
Oh, the next time we see her, she's going to be covered in cranberry juice.
This just came out of me. All right.
Picking that clip
I just
too
wrote
much.
442 UTI.
Hey, like be a person, go out there, be less concerned with what I look like, right? Be less self-conscious.
Check.
Less body whatever nonsense. That's a new goal of mine. And part of that reason is because I had an experience where I took that body self-consciousness too far.
This is
it's like a warning.
Steve is so fucking bored right now. He fell asleep into the microphone.
Wow, your audio from me.
Yeah,
I'm so sorry. I've just been like,
some of you have.
I heard that. Everyone went, and those are the people who've had one. Yeah.
What are you talking about?
No
having?
Idea. I also
probably not an orgasm.
It's just going forever.
Before.
That's it. That's the tone of voice I have. That's what that sound is. Someone who's never had an orgasm before. That's what they sound. Just like, hey guys. I don't know.
Have you guys ever been masturbated at?
Yeah.
If you have, tell me slowly.
Has anyone ever touched you before? Me too, I swear.
Mm-hmm. This looks like the face of somebody who's never come. But is finally about to.
Like your first words is like as a baby, like somebody picking you up and you'd be like, oh, okay.
Oh, that's fine. Is all this right. What we're doing now? Sorry. Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's the correct reaction. Some of you have. I heard that. Everyone went, oh, and those are the people who've had one. Yeah.
Is this about, I truly have no idea.
It's about waxing.
Oh, that makes more sense. Yeah. Oh, yeah. 8-7 more minutes on. Yeah. This is
your big closer.
In wax. And the only reason I'm talking about it is just in case you're kicking it around as an idea in your head, or you're thinking about getting one, or you know someone who's gotten one. You should know everything that goes into this so that you can appreciate.
I just want everyone to know an update from my life that everyone wants to hear right now, which is that I have finally stopped doing this after having to get a surgery over it. And now I use a device I bought off of Amazon and I electrocute my own butthole at home. Thank
it
you very much.
It took me a minute to realize what she, because she was like, I just want everyone to know I don't do this anymore. Like I thought she meant just stammering on and on.
I thought I left the video rolling and she was still talking to the audience.
If you close your eyes, you can't really tell.
Just to make it clear before I get to the joke that this is not something that I do anymore.
Hey, and just in case you're wondering, I just want to give everyone an update. Just in case you're thinking that, you know, because this is what I'm thinking and what I'd like to say.
The hair got worse. The delivery stayed just as bad.
No, I can see it in your eyes. You know what I'm talking about. I don't, but you do.
Yeah.
As you see fit, right? A Brazilian wax, by the way, it's a bikini wax, but they just take everything that's you've ever loved away from you, and they take it away, and you never see it again, right? All of it's gone. So I went to get a Brazilian wax, and I went after work one day, so I was the last person of the day, and I went to a small boutique in Westport, Kansas City, because I don't understand how hygiene works, and so I went to this boutique. By the way, speaking of hygiene...
Oh, yeah. I can't. Here's a little known fact about me. I can't brush the back of my hair. Never have been able to. And now that I've told you both, you're going to start to notice.
Oh, yeah. Just
I
now.
I can't reach to the back. I don't know why. My arms are so long and my hands are so big. But you can see I just won't brush the back of my hair. I just won't do it.
Well, you probably brush it, but then you probably lay on a couch in a blanket.
Yeah, exactly.
And just shake.
It's easy to have frizzy hair when you're always
rubbing
when
it on.
When you're fucking picking your clit all day.
You can pick your friends, you can pick your clit, but you can't pick your friend's clit.
Like you're trying to get a fry out from between the seats. Just like, oh, is that the clip? Oh, that's...
You drop your car keys down there and you're like, God damn it.
I think I understand. And some of you were
just
like...
Just picking it like it's a scab.
Her mom comes in and goes, stop!
Wait,
stop
doing it.
It's not?
It bleeds every time.
That thing's supposed to be there?
Horrific. Can you believe this is on Jaron Meyer's podcast network?
This pubes. Well, I don't know. You're here, so I think I understand. And some of you are like, ew, I hate this pubes. Well, I don't know. You're here, so what are we going to do? But I think I understand. I think I understand the reason, like, evolutionarily, why we have pubic hair. I think
That was like watching somebody do a bench press. And they're struggling with the weight. You're like, oh, they're going to let it drop on an evolution.
That's a good metaphor for anime, just trying to talk to anyone. Like just someone
I'm just holding weights the whole
holding
time.
But not doing a rep, though, but just holding it and struggling. Like, she's working really hard, but nothing's happening.
It's the bar.
I think I get it now, and that is to, like... ward off the kind of person who would want you to get a Brazilian wax. That's what it is. Like predators are one, or Brazilians, right?
I miss your little racist material. I miss your anti-Brazilian sentiments.
Thank you. A lot of the Midwest does. Also, you can't miss something that I'm still telling every night. So.
I can miss it. If I'm at the Rhino tonight, I'll miss it.
Yeah, everyone at the Rhino will miss it. But if you go to see Melissa Villaseñor,
those people who like Pop-Tarts that don't have frosting and sprinkles on them, they just like those weird bear holes. Don't want to have breakfast with that person.
Weird bear holes is a great merch. Like if you just had like koozies, but they were like a bear on the bottom end of it, like a bear's hole. Like you could go a lot of ways with weird bear holes.
I don't know if I agree.
Ryan,
put that out there.
Mediate.
Yeah, who do you agree with?
Not based on
who you hate the least right now, who's making your life worse right now. Do it based on
I'd still agree with you if that was the rule. Yeah, weird bear holes fine.
I didn't do you this
would
for put,
you would buy a koozie that says weird bear holes on it with a picture of a bear?
If I liked you.
Like what if what if you could somehow make the koozie to where the hole of that you put your drink in is the bear hole and it's him like spreading his own.
Thank you.
You know,
that's
is that what
saying.
You're saying?
Yeah.
I don't know how that would work on a koozie.
Yeah, I don't know
though.
How that would work.
It's a koozie.
Like with printing.
Yeah, the bear is facing downwards, right? And you see his eyes looking up.
Well, you designed the koozie.
He's got the claws in the back and they're wrapping up to the top of the koozie. And then you just see the claws at the top of the koozie peeling it back. We'll figure it out. I'll call scene merch.
I was going to make koozies that said, you're going to get goofed off. And that's why I don't have any
koozies. You should make koozies that just say, hey, so, okay, like, you know how when it just goes on and on and on and on? They just at Anime Smith.
That's good.
Okay, so you know how like, and then, okay, so hang on. My hair.
Anyone though, I was
just on the back of the koozie, it says skin diseases.
You look like you sell clumps of your hair after your sex.
Look at this though. Honestly, look at this hair.
Pretty
this
good.
Hair was really, really nice.
Oh, I love that.
Oh, where the hell did that go?
Can we be done?
I would really like to
I'm
be.
So, I'm really hungry.
I'm hot.
It's really hot.
What time is it?
And this is
it's 4:50. I just want to get to the place where she's on the stool. We'll fly
it's
through.
It's at look, the okay. end.
Look, I know that this is a struggle for. Look, we'll put it on playback
it's the,
speed.
It's at the
1.5. Here, Jesus. Let's see if we can speed through these Jesus. Fucking premises finally.
Just a young lady just curious about my options of maintenance, right? That's all it was. I was tired of going to the pool and then hearing whispers where my friends were like,
this
I
is an
she's
improvement.
A Democrat,
this
but it looks like she's going for
at least
this
we're getting
literally
it
how everyone I've ever dated actually hears me. Like if they
can you like, can we just slow it down? I want to hear what that sounds like too.
Oh yeah, I will. Hold okay. on.
You want to hear the depressed version? So I went to this little boutique, and there was a woman there. It was just me and her. I was the last person of the day. She was like maybe
it's
5 feet
still
tall,
going
and
so slow.
A senior citizen age,
it's
and
still...
so I just felt bad that I was about to
I thought the
deal
same
all
thing.
Like 6 foot of this. She was going to have to deal with this. So I went up and I handed her my Groupon, because I had Groupon. You're better than me, probably. So I get her this Groupon. She's trying to figure it out on the computer, and she can't. There's no one else there, and she can't work it in the computer. And I'm like, oh, if she can't work that mouse, how's she going to work my mouse? I'm nervous about this. Eventually, she figured it out. She leads me into this nice room. It's actually really beautiful. It's like a spa. There's like dim lighting and like indigenous flute music playing and birds chirping and stuff. It was nice. And she leads me to this room. She's got this soft voice, and she tells me that I just to undress from the waist down and lay on the table. And she hands me something that she calls a modesty towel I can cover up to feel comfortable. And she'll be in whenever I'm ready. And I'm like, oh, that's nice. So I lay down and I put on my modesty towel, and it's very nice. And then I hear just like a at the door, and she says, are you ready? And I say yes. And then this old woman just busts in the room, rips off the modesty towel, doesn't shut the door, not her vagina, who cares? And then just starts ruining my life, ruining it. She is making me move and do things, positions I have never for anyone. And she's making me move around, and she is having to, it's so painful. She's having to hold my legs down. This poor old woman, my body is fighting her, right? I am not fighting her. My body is fighting this old woman.
Like...
She has to hold my legs down. She's saying things like, are you okay? Would you like some water? And I have to say, oh, no, I'm okay. And she says, that's good. I wouldn't want you to have to go to the bathroom. And I say, hey, yeah, it's fine. I'm never doing that again. You're taking that from me. And so, we're out. My body is fighting her.
I feel like fast forwarding through this set is spoiling me for in the future when I talk to anime and I'm not going to be able to fast forward in real life.
Oh, this feels like, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, this is how it's supposed,
this feels like how you imagine you sound.
Yeah.
Where you're like, no, I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I'm speaking too fast. And everybody's like, you're doing. Mm-hmm. Okay. We could put you at 2x speed and still understand what you're trying to say.
She's having to hold me down. At one point, she says, would it make you feel better if you could see it? And then I said, God, no, I don't want to see it. What are you, crazy? This is an experiment. But then she turns around, and out of nowhere, I go, why do you have a framed photo of Homer Simpson's mouth? It wasn't. It was a mirror of my horrible body. And so she's having to...
Dude, this is the future of stand-up comedy. We just figured out...
Oh, it's definitely the past. This joke is 10 years old.
You gotta, you gotta put this up on TikTok at 2x speed. With a Rocket League game being played underneath it, yeah. That might be the key.
I never thought
that this would happen, but I think your material is perfect for 2x speed. Like I think that you didn't realize that you were the voice of a generation, but this is your moment.
I would describe your stand-up as wanting to get it over with.
From both perspectives.
Setting, right? I'm making sounds I've never made before. It's all happening. And then eventually she starts waxing my legs, because again, I had a Groupon, got a lot of body areas. She starts waxing my legs. She tells me the worst is over, right? And I'm just kind of laying there like war-torn after my experience. And she's just sort of talking and I'm not listening because I'm thinking of my own tragedy. And she's waxing my legs and she tells me to turn over and she's waxing the backs of my legs. And it's been about 2 hours at this point because I'm German. And so,
So for the audio listeners, she tells me, finish the legs. Anime was like, it cut from her when she said, when she implied how hairy she was, it cut to Santa Claus in the audience. Just smiling and laughing.
A German Kris Kringle. Let's see that. Hold on.
Kris Kringle.
Right. And I'm just kind of laying there like walking and I'm
God.
This
I'm
is
thinking of my own tragedy.
This is hell.
Right. My legs and
I thought it was bad the other way and then going back to what it actually
turn
is.
Over and she's waxing the backs of my legs and it's been about 2 hours at this point because I'm German and so she tells me.
Oh, man.
That's great. I need that one.
This is torturous.
I'm going to help us out.
Live from Guantanamo Bay. Anime at half speed. No, you don't get a fair trial.
All right, here's you on the box.
Feet tall, maybe 4'11". Maybe I'll do back here just for a couple of you. And then I have to get on all fours in front of this lady.
I am sitting right here.
And... I don't want to describe exactly what's happening at this point.
This is before I started turning my ass toward the audience.
All I can say is,
which I think was a better move.
What I was thinking was like, all right,
this is kind of disturbing. Just watching a woman bent over on drugs.
This is like that movie, The Ring. I'm going to kill myself 7 days after watching. I don't think I'm even going to make it 7 days. I don't think I'm going to make it on the
ride home. Someone's going to call you on the phone like 2 days, and you're going to be like, fuck it, now.
I'm not waiting for this bitch
to call me. I really, God. Yeah, what's her name? Samantha? What's her name in that movie? Siddhartha? Samantha?
Samantha?
What is her name?
Brad.
Yeah, when Brad crawls out of the TV in that movie.
My asshole.
My asshole. There's a door to the left. There's a door.
Dude, your shirt is covered in sweat.
Drenched, dude. It's so hot.
It's so hot in here. I'd like to be done.
I like this caption so much. This woman's hand is in my parentheses. While she's gone.
Oh, man, I'm hungry.
And she's just removing my asshole at this point, really.
That guy's so creepy. Oh my God. Watch this.
Yeah, he's,
and all I can think is,
it's so
would
upsetting.
I rather,
we've just got anime all fours on like a large box in the middle of the stage, and she's hanging her head down so her hair is covering her whole head, and it's just ugh.
It's a mess.
Rather be here than my horrible job. All right.
Thank
you guys so much. You guys have a great night.
We got to start doing these at different speeds. That's very fun.
Yeah, we really stumbled upon something. Like that.
Thank God anime's got such long fucking setups.
And that's not even the slowest we could do it. Oh, man. Yeah, that's good.
God, it's hot. I wonder how this video is going to turn out with me just drenched. Oh, fuck, dude.
Pretty good.
That's so funny.
Okay.
Look.
Yeah, let's get out of here.
Yeah, I think anime is...
she's gone, baby.
Yeah, incapacitated. And she's going to be...
I love your YouTube algorithm homepage. Just a bunch of white guys Nazi doing the Hitler saluting. Nazi saluting. And then a clip from the Eric Andre show.
I just want to see if we can get her in the future. What we could, and when you pull up Anime Smith comedy, the first thing on tour is Rob Schneider takes the Fox Nation stage.
Yeah.
Anime comic at Ha Ha Comedy Club, North Hollywood.
Yeah. There's a couple different people with her name. I was looking at this earlier and I couldn't find.
A lot of people with your name, Edame. Yeah, just comics that, you know, have a career. Okay.
I don't know if you heard this, but I actually have four shows tonight. So.
Do you think? Patrick?
I hope somehow you end up having no shows.
I'm sure like, I will. Probably yeah. ever again.
Do you think that IX and Patrick and them that made these videos see every time I dislike one of the videos? Because we've done this four times and I've disliked all four.
Yeah.
This is 17 likes.
17 likes, 2,500 views.
That's a lot of views.
And do yourself a favor and turn it to 2x speed. Pride.
That's so funny.
Okay.
We're ending the podcast forever.
Oh,
I mean,
thank God.
We're
good.
Anna, tell everyone where they can find more of your stuff and watch it at 2x speed.
gosh, not at the Rhino. Not there. I can tell you where you can't find me. And my guess is ever again. Who's that guy?
That's Brad Wenzel. He's headlining the Fountain City Comedy Festival. You can follow Anna May. I'll do this for her. at Anna Smithereens. You could see it right here if you're one of the video listeners, which we don't have because we're posting these on Reels. But you know what? It's Anna Smithereens. You'll find it. We promise.
Anna,
type in
Anime
Smith.
And then like
Smith.
The word Smithereens, for fuck's sake.
Yep.
You can type in Anime Smith Comedy. You'll find something. She's really got search engine optimization. Just like her mental health, they are optimized for your pleasure. Anna, how do you feel on the back end of this now? We like to ask it before and after. I don't think we had before. We knew before going into this that you were feeling rough. So how do you feel on the back end of it?
Like rough and bored.
Yeah. Great for a podcast.
Like both.
We really hope that...
Can this one be short?
This is our longest one yet.
Can this whole episode just be Ryan spitting everywhere?
Yeah, yeah. If you're one of the listeners and you stuck around, we
then
appreciate
there's
it.
Something wrong with you.
We hope you're not as bored as Anime Smith was. This is a lot of fun. Thank you for letting us make fun of you. You're always very fun to joke around with, and we appreciate it. That's not you. I'm going to stop going through your Instagram because that seems like a problem.
You're one of my favorite comedians in Kansas City, and I love seeing you. If anything, that's why I'm so disappointed that you won't be on my show tonight, but I understand, and it's okay. And
why do these sound like the biggest burns of the day?
It's going to be okay.
We'll get over
it. I like you a lot, and I feel so comfortable being mean to you. And
you make it easy to feel comfortable doing anything.
Yeah.
And
you put other people at ease with how in distress you are at
right.
all times.
Your kindness and your hospitality are overwhelming mm-hmm. at some point.
Yeah,
you
thanks. I wish I could say the same. I don't know what's happening.
We're being nice to you. I know that that's
oh,
new.
Okay. All
I
right.
know that that's probably rare
Yeah, because you guys what are mean as hell.
What is it called when you do that rough sex and then afterwards you kind of have to like, hey,
oh,
buddy,
aftercare?
Yes, this is yeah, the aftercare. You guys, our podcast has aftercare. Yeah.
It's, I think why it sounds so weird right now is because the aftercare was so good, but you actually like did not fuck so hard. Like, you guys didn't really, like... You guys, yeah. And it's probably because I'm a little scared as well.
She's
you guys
just like,
could
she's like, hurt
fuck.
Me hard enough. Really hurt me.
Pull out my hair. That's what I do. Yeah, exactly. Oh, this was a lot of fun. Thank you for doing it. Go check out Anna Mae Smith everywhere around Kansas City on the road. Follow her on Instagram. You can follow Ryan Tricky at Tricky Comedy. You can follow me at formerly Fat Steven. Leave a review. Leave a like on the Set to Destroy page. Did I get through everything? I think I got
sounded
through everything.
Good.
Anything that you want to add to this?
No.
All right. We're going to go flush that toilet. Love you guys. Have a good time. Ooh. See you next time. Thanks so much for tuning in and hanging out. Ryan, did you have a good time?
I had a great time.
I did too. And if you had a great time, would you do us a couple of favors? One, would you follow us on social media? All social medias, it's at Set to Destroy Podcast. We'll post clips, content, things for you to engage with. Every like and comment goes a long way. You could subscribe to the podcast on your podcast app. That way you get notified when we drop new apps or have new clips, anything of concern or anything for you to check out. And then also leave us a review. Every review goes a long way to gaining a community of masochists. And that's what we're going for. We want more Set to Destroyers. We want Destroy Boys. We want our little STDs to grow in numbers. And you could do a big, you could do us a big favor and help us out by leaving us a review. Look, it takes a dollar a day to feed an African family of five. And we're only asking for 5 stars. That's it.
You might not be feeding a child, but you'll be feeding our egos and helping grow this community. Don't overthink it. Literally just leave a review that says the word good, and that would be fine.
We appreciate it, and looking forward to making more apps with y'all. Have a good one.